Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've been learning and meditating on the theological virtues of faith and hope, and today, hell and hope. That ought to be interesting. Hope is the virtue whereby the individual strives for heaven as something which is possible but not guaranteed. So hope involves three things. First, an active pursuit of a relationship with Jesus and heaven. Second, a realization that the attainment of heaven is possible. After all, if it wasn't possible to get to heaven, why would anyone even try to get there? And third, a realization that failing to attain heaven is also possible. Again, if getting to heaven was guaranteed, why would you have to try to get there? So a vigorous hope implies an awareness that hell is a real possibility. But many people think it's not a good idea to bring up the idea of hell. Why do you think people are so afraid to think about hell? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, obviously, nobody likes the idea of hell. Who would? But everybody knows that sometimes we have to acknowledge unpleasant things if we're going to avoid them. Your kids have to know a bit about car crashes if they're going to avoid them. Your elderly parents need to know a bit about internet scams if they're going to avoid them. So it stands to reason, then, that we need to be aware of hell, so we can be sure to avoid it. In which case, why are Christians so determined to ignore the fact that hell even exists? Well, there are probably three reasons why people don't want to talk about hell. First, they think, how could a good God keep anyone out of heaven? Second, how could a good God design an eternal torture chamber and actually put people there to suffer in agony forever? And third, even if there were a hell, how could thinking about it make us better Christians? After all, Christian life is about love, isn't it? Especially the love of God. And it doesn't work to say, love me, or I'll punish you horribly. These are very reasonable concerns. Are they yours? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how could a good God keep anyone out of heaven? Well, the fact is, he doesn't. God sends no one to hell. If you want God and heaven, then that is what he'll give you. But some people just don't want God. They don't desire him. Some people don't want to spend time with God in prayer or at Mass. And they don't want to encounter God in their duties or in the poor. They just don't like it. Sin is to turn away from God. And when we make turning away from him a habit, it results in a really strong dislike for God. Every time they're forced to think about God, they don't like it. They don't want to, and they find all kinds of ways to avoid it because they don't want him. Well, if we make that a habit, if we make that our second nature, our nature, if it becomes who we are, then when we die and see God, we're still the same. We won't want him, and we'll reject him. This is why sin leads people to pray less, go to Mass less, take care of the poor and defenseless less. But on the flip side, the more we spend time with God, the more we like him. And we make it our nature to like him, to desire him, to choose him. So when we die, God gives us what we always wanted. He gives us himself. And that's heaven.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Everybody knows the Bible talks about fires of hell, and that the children of Fatima saw the flames of hell. But we know that these fires and flames don't primarily signify physical pain, for the simple reason that the people in hell don't have bodies. And it's not clear how you could set an angel or a soul or a demon on fire any more than you could set a thought or a feeling on fire. How do you set an immaterial thing on fire? So then, why this imagery of fire? Well, we all use metaphors and metaphorical torture language to describe deep emotional suffering. We might say, it's killing me, it's eating me alive, it's tearing me apart. Now imagine the psychological pain that comes from knowing you've ruined everything, that you can never, ever hope to be happy again, and that you'll never rejoice with another person. You'll never love. You'll never even want to love again. How do you capture that kind of pain? You might say something like, it's like I'm on fire. It's like a hideous burning that never stops. The point is that hell isn't a place where God tortures us. It's a place where we torture ourselves, where we continuously and eternally resolve never to be happy. Now, it's awful to think about, but if we're honest with ourselves, we can think of times we've done that before, where we've thrown a fit and hurt a relationship and burned a bridge and made ourselves miserable out of our own pride and self-will. But now is our time to curb that impulse. Now is the time to stop ourselves from becoming frightful and permanent monsters of selfishness. And the most simple way? Just turn back to God, talk to Him honestly from the heart, and just beg Him for help.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So hell isn't God kicking us out of heaven. It's us choosing to live without love. And hell isn't God torturing us. It's us making ourselves miserable. So why even think about it? Well, the point of talking about hell is not to motivate us to love out of fear or external punishment or external suffering. The point of a meditation on hell is to remind us of the horrific results of selfishness, results that are capable of becoming permanent. That kind of reminder does motivate love. Every so often, it's good to remember, if I don't keep fighting my sins, my vices, my selfishness, if I let them get the best of me, they'll ruin my life. They'll ruin me. They'll turn me into a monster. Then you think, I don't want that. And then you pray, Dear God, please save me from myself. Dear God, please help me to love better. Please make me into the sort of person who, when this life ends, chooses happiness with you and with everyone else. That's how, surprisingly, meditating on hell, at least occasionally, can actually strengthen our resolve for hope.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, can we bring something up from our last meditation without a segue?
We can have a non sequitur, but I will say I have 2 points I want to make after about this meditation.
Well, go ahead and make them first.
But they're very long points.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I, right off the bat, talking about the aversion to thinking about hell was really interesting to me, because I feel like that's been something on my mind recently about the things we take in, the content we take in, how it affects us as people. You don't want to, it's not about a lack of censoring, but there are some things that we don't want to think about that we should think about. And there are other things that we don't want to think about and we shouldn't think about. And it's really, it's been difficult for me recently finding the line there of dark subjects that some are things that you really need to come to terms with. Things that are pretty dark, pretty brutal, things like hell and demons or death, even just more uncomfortable realities about sickness and just human life. But there's also a line that I can't really find, or like when we were in Baltimore, we were talking with that priest, and he made the recommendation of the movie Nefarious, and I added it to my watch list. It's a movie that handles the topic of demons, and he said it handled it really, really well. But every time it pops up in my watch list, I'm really uncomfortable. And then eventually I removed it. I didn't like looking at it, and I didn't want to, like, even though I found it really interesting, and I think it's a reality we need to be aware of, immediately I just wanted it gone. So where's the line there?
It's a great question. One, I didn't know you were going to pop today. I think very simply, that which can lead you toward God,
mm-hmm.
we should think about and do.
Yeah.
And that which leads us away from God, we should not think about and we should not do. So let's take the movie Nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that, because I haven't seen the movie, but from what I've been told, it captures very well how the devil is using our contemporary society to lead us away from God, and we're blind to it. And if it helps us to recognize those ways, those tendencies, and fight against them, that's great. On the other hand, a fascination with demons, exorcisms, things like this, can also give too much power to the devil.
Yeah.
It's like we're acknowledging too much.
Mm-hmm.
The devil and all of hell combined are infinitesimal in comparison to the power, love, and mercy of God in heaven.
That's a good word.
So, I love that St. John Vianney, who was harassed and attacked by the devil constantly, just laughed at him.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him no credence.
Yeah.
Same with Faustina.
Mm-hmm.
So, a show like that can be helpful, but also it can cause us to give too much credence to the devil, and he's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel this is not going to lead me toward God,
yeah,
then don't.
Okay. I think that's a good judgment. I think it was partially on my mind as well, because it's not just a matter of demons, things like that, but just hard realities. Death is something I think I'm pretty comfortable with as far as people go. I remember walking into Grandpa and Grandma's house this weekend, and Mom was like, I'm so sorry if this makes you uncomfortable, but they just have urns out. They're like, these are our urns. They have pictures with their urns, and I think it's really funny. I think it's adorable, and it didn't really, like, scare me. I think that's a very comfortable reality that we're all going to die. That sounds really dark, but I think death is a reality that shouldn't be treated the way it currently is, where we kind of cast our eyes aside with fear, because that's also in a way giving it, not just that it's giving it too much credence, because it's very different from an evil thing like the devil. It's not fully acknowledging the reality of what death is.
Well, I think you're coming to another principle in that God is the supreme reality, and everything in this world, the reality he created, is a bridge to him. We're supposed to engage fully in the reality he created, pass through it to him.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is death. So there's a good reality God created, and then there is the distorted reality that we've created. And we got to be careful about what we participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take, for example, with entertainment. Really immoral sexual behavior and violence.
Mm-hmm. I'm really desensitized to violence. I think that's one that I'm just so used to from movies and video games. I don't think it makes me more violent, but I'm interested to hear your point on it, because...
Well, it's a deviant, disordered, immoral sexual behavior and this violence that really is a disregard for the deep respect for the human
mm-hmm.
person. This is the disorder that we've sown into reality.
Yeah.
And for us to see this as and use this as entertainment is bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit it. Most of the world has become so desensitized to disorder
mm-hmm.
that we've accepted it.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot of time with it, which is, now here's the thing, people don't want to accept this, but humans are made to conform. We're going to conform to something. We want to conform to the reality God created,
mm-hmm.
not to the disorder that we've created.
Yeah.
But every time we're watching something or listening to something or reading something, we are conforming our soul, our intellect, our will, and our feelings to that thing.
Yeah.
So by everything we do, we're making ourselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make ourselves into the likeness of God, not the likeness of this disordered world.
Yeah, I think we have either an ignorance to the effect of this kind of art or a pride to believe that it won't affect us in that way. Too often I hear people be like, oh, no, I think I can separate this out. I think that this won't really affect me in that way. I know that it's different, but you do conform to it. At the very least, you willfully desensitize yourself. And artists know that. Shock value has always been a really big part of art, because a lot of writers, directors, producers, musicians, don't know how to get an emotional response from people, and therefore the closest thing they can get to that is shock. It's really easy. And if you can make people uncomfortable, there are really artful ways of doing that, but then there are also just very, very low ways of doing that. And I think they're becoming increasingly more common.
Well, and I'm not sure if I can articulate this clearly, but our feelings and emotions are what move us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, our feelings and emotions can be boiled down to likes and dislikes,
mm-hmm.
and they move us. But if we grow within ourselves a like for all of this disorder,
mm-hmm.
it's just moving us toward disorder.
Yeah.
And it's moving us to make choices toward disorder. And by our choices, we're forging who we are. This is why we had this meditation on hell. Because if we come to like disorder more and more by what we consume, and we dislike order, then when we see the ultimate order at death, we'll say, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll reject God.
Yeah.
We don't realize we're forging what we're going to choose forever with every choice.
Now, what was the point that you were going to make?
It's a big point. We might have to save that for another conversation.
Okay.
You had two.
I think my second one's slightly smaller.
What is it?
If that's acceptable. Just let me try to remember where I was pulling it from. Something along the lines of this aversion to, it's the aversion to hell because it's not, it doesn't make sense that a loving God would allow this. And the basic misunderstanding of what love is in society. Love ain't Disney. It's not this
Thank
cheap.
Thank God.
I feel like so many things play love off as this very comfortable sunshine and rainbows kind of feeling, that it is just the prince at the end of the movie. Even if you do look at like the classic Disney love stories or just any story, friendship or otherwise, they don't really know each other that well. They just have fuzzy feelings. There's nothing brutal about it. And I think love is kind of brutal in a deep way.
Well, I think love is both maternal and paternal.
Mm-hmm.
Maternal in the sense that it's unconditional, but it's also paternal. It's challenging. It's demanding that God our Father wants to make us like himself. So he's not okay with us destroying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to change with his help so that we can become like him.
Well, when you bring it back to the passions, like you said, it's like and dislike. But in love, there's still both. You have to love someone completely, but you can still look at them and say there's something uncomfortable in our relationship right now that we have to figure out. And that's what I mean by brutal. It doesn't just allow everything. It doesn't just keel over and deal with, just take it like a man. It forces you to change. It forces you to be better. You have to make sacrifices for someone you love. Love can be uncomfortable to some degree. It's not simple. It's not quiet.
Yeah, love is both unconditional and demanding.
And that asks a lot of us.
That's right. But also the nature of love, and everybody can understand this, it has to be free.
Mm-hmm.
I can't force you to love me or be with me. This is why hell exists. There has to be a place where if we so choose, we can go and be without God, because he is love.
Mm-hmm. So if you can't comprehend the parallel existence of hell and love, you don't understand love.
Precisely. Precisely. And because I love you and I want the best for you, I sometimes make life hell for you.
That's very true. I don't believe someone can make life hell for you unless you love them a little. It's true.
Two great questions, Teresa. Mm. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.